system in a cone in the research triangle down in Durham, North Carolina. On the 30th of April, 1987.
When I was interviewed at Stony Brook, and
not that we have known very well what it really means, it's just matters of substance, matters of concern, social theory, and history. The queens, the dean of the time, in his effort to attract the spoke of the pension benefits. I felt too young to think in terms of pension benefits then. What was your understanding of the purposes behind the creation of Donovan? How was the vision being transformed into reality? It seemed to me that New York State had long been backward in establishing a state university. This is no doubt due to the influence of private universities in the state. Finally, it seemed that as a result of some aggressive action on the part of Nelson Rockefeller, the then governor, Dewey had begun the effort many parties, hadn't he? And it was Rockefeller, it seemed to me, that was really pushing the Dewey plan forward. And then finally, New York would have a state university. And I thought of Stony Brook as a very good vehicle of the system. Indeed, although others may claim credit for having said this first, it's my impression that maybe it's self-serving memory, though I don't think so. It was I who Stony Brook closely spoke of Stony Brook as the Berkeley of the East of the late 1960s,
if I may. What were your impressions of Stony Brook when you first came to this great state, the capital, the people, the really good atmosphere?
Of course, when I went for an interview, the university was not yet at Stony Brook. And Cole Hall was funded. I regretted learning that we were to move rather further out on the island. If I had known how long a distance, both in mileage and in time, we were to New York City, I might have hesitated. I might very well have chosen Queens College. Did not know, and the setting of Cole Cottage, the setting of the University of East Campus, was beautiful. If I had known how the campus at Stony Brook was going to look for a good many years as a result of the long period of construction, I might have hesitated once more.
Only wasn't that static.
You know, it certainly wasn't. But as I said earlier, my immediate reaction to the spirit of the institution was favorable. So only because people were prepared to talk about serious issues.
What were, in your mind, the advantages of proximity to the earthquake for you?
It meant, first of all, being close to libraries of Columbia. The New York Public Library, the Columbia University Library. The library that we now have at Stony Brook, of course, has become a good one, as good as one could hope to find when one remembers that the university only began 30 years ago. But never in the course of my graduate, my teaching career at Stony Brook, found it satisfactory for my purposes. I always had to go into New York possibly fix to him on a fairly regular basis. These ships were designed not only to tap, these are the primary material for car tires and the like, but that was even obliged to the parliamentary debate in London, because the microfiche or whatever micro device was used, the micro record of the microfilm, it might have been, but I think actually the parliamentary debates were microfiche. I'm not certain. But anyway, my eyes just weren't up to it as much to see the
Columbia contingent that George received tenure.
replace them, I was one of the three historians that were party at the same time I was myself. Another British historian, Roger Scotty, by name, C-R-O-U-T-Y, who unfortunately failed to receive tenure and ultimately went to the University of Massachusetts in Boston. And Daniel Gassner, who has gone on to work in history of science and history of ideas, he also failed to receive tenure in his case because his dissertation was long delayed. And he went on to a good career at the John Jay College of the City University. He was a very good historian. He walked to the department. Another person I should say hired that same year, he was a political scientist, Michael Parenti, who also failed to receive tenure, and has had a rather curious career in the intervening years. He has written a best-selling textbook. It was a Marxist science that apparently great numbers of social science classes use as additional reading. And this is apparently enough to support them. That is the loyalty from Thomas Cook. Are you interested in this kind of detail?
I want to put that in. It describes the quality of the faculty.
That really gives you a down to two last questions.
Depending on
and your salary, which was related to the salary, if I recollect. I belonged, others do, sometimes, to the number of people who belonged, the fees they were ready to pay were not sufficient to keep up the facility.
It was an economic problem, right?
It was an economic problem. Now, one can argue that the faculty was to blame for not subscribing to the funds. One can also argue that very few institutions of this sort can operate without a subsidy from the university. And that the president of the university has to arrange the budget in some way to provide for the difference between expenses and income.
Do you know how they're going to economics for the Columbia faculty club?
I don't think they're doing terribly well. But I don't have the...